Galton's sight. He spent a week watching cloud shapes unfold on the hillside in order to estimate their density, the composition of future rain, the refractive index of wet skin after a downpour. He measures everything, the separate shades of green in the serving dish, the average weight of clocks in the houses he visits, the changes in his packed body as it moves through the seasons, words cooling in mirrors like ferns in ice water. He wants the pattern behind these events to become clearer with repetition, like the nature of God released by a mantra. And he's distilled language to its bare and expressive bones, and layers each page with diagrams in rows, to track the features these histories yield with the new ways of seeing he's clarified and named. He folds a map of the sky into his head and works out the twists and spills of water going backwards in a cyclone. The lineages intersecting in his skull converge to a golden child he'll describe late in life when he writes the novel his niece will burn. He hears colours unlocked by the word, tastes the shape each sense can make. His time in Africa is the bass note that tells of beginnings. The collapsed darkness makes each fingerprint burn bright as a name, as clear as the star orchestrating the weather, this other great bell ringing out light.